Isha shiyesh mekapsat v'rosha hei shemikrifos anoshim v'me'ura me'ura v'nochem ha'aseh v'machos yovish ha'karkepet. What's that? Me'adra. Shiyesh v'lo l'nakos karpatsa v'saroseha mehen. Af v'chafisa v'ruba. What's it in? I get to hear how people come the next day also. So he said, look at Shin Nun Vav. Shin Nun Vav for us, of course, on the Ramakam. Take a look at Shin Nun Vav. If it doesn't occur, then it's a shadow. No, I don't think so. What do you mean? Oh, it's a walking in. I don't know what. What's it in? I am Ashrasati Bazina the Sisfan Shin and Vav. I guess he had people come the next day also. So he said, look at Shin and Vav. Shin and Vav for us, of course, on the Ramakam. Take a look at Shin and Vav. If it doesn't occur, then it's a shadow. No, I don't think so. What do you mean? Oh, it's a walking in. I don't know why I mentioned that. I don't see why.
That's why you're going to cut it off.
If that was a cut, just leave it there. I see. Good. Shin Nun Vav. Very important. Shin Nun Vav. Here we go. Here's the dandruff. Ish is a chaskatin. Tesh tei zayin. That's the place. Ish is a chaskatin. The rosha. Can you sleep with an ocean? May or be mokam aseya. What's the problem? In the Biurim, ain't no chotis. It has to do with Namakos, you're going to see later on. So I just put it, this was coming a track. Ain't no chotis, it says there, hey Zion, the bottom line. With Nineveh, ain't no atam, we should have a mirch, ain't no makris. Or kinim is unlikely to have kinim in most hair. No, I'm thinking it's a dandruff. Kofim rov rosha yachote apshi efshalat siro. So time when Mr. Pei the mokam aser dinu la atzma. That's the future of Amazon. Leos nefshat kerov v'davash in a makbis. The hair is up. It doesn't mean the length of each hair. Only after Hades is up shot. You saw the Mamma Kavas already coming up. As long as any little bit on each hair is already a chitzit. I don't know why. But that's what it says in the most post shot in the Kavas. Because obviously in the Makkah, the Hachanami, Hecha Shirov, so I said, this is a good one, Akinu, he echotz, he didn't roll Rubo, Shem and Makkah. Ash, Akinu, and Mishnapki, the Cholora, Chazaras, Rak Samach, with Kar Kepet, where he mistima, the post, and Shem, and Zifay, and Masra, Shekol, Shenimsa, Ezo, Chazit, the Kol, Shiv, Rubo, Saras, Nechot, Rubo, which is in the Mar Makavas down the road. So by Kinin, not the common is not as that. Not Ru Rova Rosh Kinin, clearly. But the hand job is very common. What's Tutman? Rove, no joke. There's a lot of dandruff from every single hair, dandruff on. What do you do? Mamash Akela.
Even if the shadow is still rose?
I don't know. I mean, not a book. It's my long hair. I know the man has short hair. He's a shower, so you know. The long hair. How to get old? Maybe the tea is not shy. I don't know. The FDX. But the thing that would be a certainly is a shower. Okay, just bring it to your attention. Okay. fine. Now both sides, we're finishing this minyan. Now we're going to do another minyan. And that is did we ever read that Ramban official in Shir? Famous Ramban? About the Galenas of the Soap?
Yeah.
I did read it. I want to make sure we have to read it into the record. That's a very important Ramban to make sure to read into the record. Okay. So now I want to do this. In Sif Chav Chet. Very important. It's based on a Rosh. The Rosh quotes from the Mishnah. Lotechos bochaverta biyodeo b'shat tefilo elam kein rochsa yodo v'shevo amayim b'mokom achizas yodeo v'nidicha yodeo b'mayim tefilo sorry shemashke this is one word thank God shemashke tefeach yodeo achivu l'may mik. I alluded to this last week already, but we never saw it inside. Maybe some of the nitty gritty over here. First, before we see the degree, let's realize what we're talking about over here. What the severity, what the stakes are. What are we discussing over here? So the stakes could be very, very high. Because in the Biurim, Dibra Maskil, low, yeah. Lo tachos b'chaverta. Because that's what the sin is ever shown him, that's what the other seal of the psul. I am the task to cause the psul of the rabbanus, to the mere tamakas, etc. So I can't even say that. The nearest shes can psul of the right. Hey, kosh, isha, o chetet bo, ena, mishukas, kula, betol, hamayi. Och, this is some of the mills, obviously. So have they also mokwa, shepagufa, anecha, the nechaverta, kichutz, the nikva. The aim called gufa, betol, hamayi. Kevin chain a book of cool in a mikva. Then it's given a Torah. Okay, the cut of a Chazanish study, hey, it means the carcass and mikva, zephyr, so shah, dava, chos, and it's given a Torah, nay, the aim called Gufa Mayan. With a feel of aim of Macpenis, or a feel of Tisol Tilos, or shame, and it's in Chatita, as a leg off, a feel of cloud. Can you imagine that? It's out of the water. Why? Because, as we see, the one that left an air, I had an air last year, and we had just swallowed up. The difference is, it's totally swallowed up, then it's okay. Even if it's up at a different ground level, yeah, different swallow. Remember that last year? Yeah, whatever. If you swallowed up by the water of the mikvah, then it's a question of the rabbana via the makvah. That means that the water on all sides. But here, the woman's in the water, but she's connected to the hand of the other lady, and that and her hand goes to her body. It's out of the water. Not totally surrounded. Mama from Radio Band. Word to Chatzitza. She's out in the water. Being in the water is fine. There's water all around you. There could be something in between, but there's water all around you, something in between. Yeah, but keep thawing the hand. Keep going, 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 going. You get out of the water. Problem? No problem. He says, Shivri, see? She gets over that talk, Kanira Tai Ashli Ravrivi. Back to where we go again with this Yonatan Kedah. It's making a big thing over here. I'm in the room of Europe. Says the Mahama Kanis. Sif Chav 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 Rav Moshe is chill about this. Hold on. Let me go first. Hitchib and Tosha, the Mikomako, Idab Levi Chatzitza, the Mahavimiza, we mentioned this last week again, with the fourth Eruzim, no? Hitchib and Tosha, because of the call, Shem Dalam, and Nitzba, Muka, Kul, and Mayim, Lek, and Vila, Klau, Umislav, and Atora, Adifa, and Tosha, and Tosha, so Gam, Shom, and Chatzitza, and Shkul, and Tosha, and Mayim, Lek, and Vila, Klau, and Atora, El Akbar, but lots of people that told us off. You can say, all like you, Danny. Those are the things that hold against this from the Chazanish and other folks. I'm going to be Yurisha Bechul, and my see, Omnam came in, Divi Goli, and the first one will arrive it. Shechatitza, Tzorach HaShoko, Mishoch HaMayim. Uvizdelo, Vulozelo, also, Tfila, Fidu, Mir, Shein HaMakbid. Umasha kosta matal nokam amida heinal omar. Shadach amida toras vilala. Chachita poselas bo. Abla halam mizein chachita poselas is a tag on the outside part. That's not a chachita. It's not matal, but it's the top of the hand left to be in the water. That's the rivet. Vindirish in the sky in the Masha kasabla. The chosen is a cool, it's a cool, it's a mayim. The chosen feel the cough in a toro. Mamash and Akhlok is toast in the rivet. Wow. Big names here. I mean, this is a big time stuff. This lumdus, you can fit it in the water or not fit it in the water. But the Dabra Chos will go straight out of the water. There's a lumdus of shale over here. Ramesh, something else. Ramesh talks about a tefillah tekenah by a water urn. Says, do not immerse. Says, do not immerse. Some people say it's a bluff. You can, it means it's not a matter of faith. It won't dry out because it's very dangerous. It won't work, whatever. It'll break it. But if you leave it for a week, some people tell me. No. Others say they're afraid. Ramesh the Shuvah, take the urn, turn it upside down, right? And fill it with water till it, try to admire it. Put it upside down. And I filled it with water until it got to the, until it filled up. I put it like this.
How do you know the water again?
That's the problem. You can be sure I got always in the top. The best way to do it is to fill it with water from the sink, and then, and that way it'll, even so, it's really impossible.
No, but once, then it will stay, because then there won't be any air.
No, you push it up and down with something, actually, suck it up.
I try very hard to try to get it. I did the best I could. I couldn't do any better than that. I can't, how can you tell? There's no way to tell.
Disconnect with that.
You can't, I'm not beyond you. I'm gonna laser beam. My wife bought a corn popper. And the inside is made from metal. The polished the corn lattice. And there, it's worse.
It's a hot dish.
No, I'm pretty sure it's metal. And there it says, do not immerse in water, but it's worse than that. Because by Ramosha's case, the urn is meant to hold water. Because it's an absolute seal between the water part and the element part. Here, on the contrary, it's cold. It's a grave. I don't know what to do. I haven't decided to do yet. Disconnected. I don't want to take the responsibility to disconnect it and pay me back for it. If you can't put it back together again, we have to take it up on your own.
It's bomb. Bomb.
It's
bomb.
You have to be told that little piece of the metal piece.
It touches the corn.
Touches the corn?
The wire, you don't have to be cut.
Touches the corn, no? Yes, that's solid. I may well have to rely on that tool. I don't like it too much. We have no prayer. What am I going to do? My wife wanted to make popcorn for Shabbos, and I wouldn't let her. I didn't know what to do. If someone comes up with a sack and a popcorn, I'll be a scot. Give it to Bob.
Now give it to Bob. That really works.
Give it to Bob. That's all right. I don't know. Let's go now. The stakes are high in this dish. That's what I'm telling you. Could be a darais over here. High stakes. Now we know how high the stakes are, let's take a look and see if there's the body of shulchan has to say. All right. Let's see. Ratio down. Well, before that, the machava that reached the dying Mia Mohammed, then called Shinshalot to Rapham Hate, at least that works. And that's the Raja Ratur. The age on them and are Rishonim, and that's not nobody. Look who's on the bottom over here. Still recorded in this child? Look who recorded, I'm looking at Tiyunim. Ramban, Ramban, Ra'or, Rosh, Ba. Four Gedoli are Rishonim, and a shadow of the, possibly a shadow of the Raisa, Shacholchim out there. The song of the Ripu Adam Lomahani. El Tzricha Lahanicha V'limsha of Yodva Mimeno L'gamre Should the Gazmin and Shem Elot Rav Miyop Art. Oh, sorry. That would be a Rabban if it's only Xer, but you're talking about Xer and it's in the rice. No? Maybe that should depend on this, no? Just throw that now. Should that should have Xer or Xer? The Teres is, if it's in the Rabbanon, if it's in the Rabbanon, the whole original din, then this would be exactly there. But if it's in the right, it's not exactly there. So according to what saying now, the Rivet would be from the Machmirim, and Tais would be from the Mekilim. I mean, this is correct, right? I'm not going to work out all these points. We're showing for it to work out properly, but what the Chodesh is, it's not exactly there, no? Kaplas, it's cool to call it there. Okay. Abba Pisha B'Shad, Bar Mepuyim Lo Chashin L'Hachi. Gold gabe kabas kol gimel shkatsa me khaber which is kol apost shmu rafu en a kol teto lutre a khashaine she shlokh shlokh ze tkhzana be kol khare la shlokh shar mi mena the tipo a ring is inanimate for the human being by in particular that I call tira Well, if you dare do, after the Evan will also feel up. Even the Evan, it's no good. Rambam, Rahoh. The rush dropped off to the side of the side. But the three Gedolim are showing him that even with the Evan, it's no good. We're playing the Shavuila. But there is just the Hakamah Kabosa. Oi! Oh no. You want to be mocked like this. The nearest of Tavla came three chalit bo shenis. Oh, the tongue of Lalana Kolana Kwaif of Baila, yes, the heart of the three chalit bo lit bo, today shall the whole two lads all be lost. All right, so the Yemen is maker. This is a shadow of Mises. He talks about Isha Cholo. It's very, very nice, most of them don't need this. There's someone either they're sick, they can't move, or else they're like, come to afraid of war. I'm not just afraid to go to someone else, someone holding their hand. I'm not kidding around. They're afraid of water. They're afraid of going to the water. Right. So what do you do? It's a major problem over here. So if you take a look, right there, it's a major problem. It's in the Reish Tezvah. Something else. Well, I'll go straight. A little bit of a different topic. He says, it should be off. It's a simple answer. Just wet your hands. Solve all the problems. Baruch Hashem. But there's no problem. Going to the other woman's person who wets the hand, takes care of all the problems. So Hashem Mechavim. Zogt the bad Hashem of Reish Tetzvah. What has it helped? The Nasa Amashke Tofea Atmo Kamei Mikvah. The Nimsa Shekol Gupan Isvelas Nogeh Bamei Mikvah. But look, keep it. And that's what Paul's given in there. Oh, gosh. Kevish and Ipsak, all the Skibur and the Mikra, and all the Yadokas, the Adelaide, and Shinish, the Yadokas, the Mikra, Shabbat, the Yishab, Hatovel. Wow. Some say that you have to keep the hand under the water. When you pick it up, it's all over. Don't think it's just some freaky shadow. So get it to you every time. By Tzvila's Kaelin. That's what he's calling for. All my calls by Tzvila's Kaelin. Come with the pot. The mother says, go to the Mikra with a pot. Go with a fork. You let go, it's all over. Come with a bottle. You want to hold your hand. So how do you do it? You wet your hands first, everybody knows that. Then what do you do? Must you pant under the water like that? Or if it's heavy and clumsy, it's take triple the time that it's required. The age, shalom kills the cop. I'm sovereign, they may all have that because they have the whole guy after my inclusion. That's not, you can't even be able to go into that. That's the girl, I should be right, the Lechor. I mean, I'm not learning the Kvalos now, but Lechor, I should be right. And if it's good, it's good. If it's no good, it's no good. What kind of pshar is this? Is it a Hebrew? It's not a Hebrew. The old day, Shlishis, Emlezeh. Then it's no good, period, no? Or it's no good only for pollution? What did the Ashlisha say? Period. Even the Mimikva, he points out in the next cut. Wow. So let's talk about the chasam by having my inclusion. I'm pedidic vanity. Oh, I feel so much so shame. My gosh. Why did it vanity? I guess he's mocking for the what? He's not all the chumras yet. The chumra of my inclusion is no good. What about the other shayla? That's me the next of God. What about Dibu Kozov with my mitzvah? That's your dying. And what's the din of that? How's it possible that one? That he says, guess what? You guessed it. The nearest hits the hachmer was there. I feel that the other laughs of this book. Oh my gosh. He's laughing everything across the board. Could be the shadow of the rice. Makes sense. There's so many chumers over here. The music that changed the machmer. No, he holds it's a shadow of the rice. Presumably, he holds it's a shadow of the rice. Takes a heart. Then he says, Isha Shem Elakesh, Yisrael Chaver, Yisrael Tachat, Yisrael Tachat, Yisrael Tachat, and Ain't Gohan Lishim Noch, Yisrael Seira, Yisrael Talk around him for sure. Fine, that's out. What if it's the case, she's the Fachedet Me Amayim, Yesh Tahatir, with all the chumras, namely, under the water, don't take your hand up at all, and Dibuk Benedict. And you put your hand under the water, and the water comes in, your hand is under. You never pick it up. You don't take your hand out of the water.
Your hand goes first.
Your hand goes first, under the water, and then the water comes down, you hold on to your hand. You don't pick your hand up. Right. And Isha Chola, the next page, that will be at the top. She'en yichol amin ha-ragleh, yish tahata shechav erosea tech tochazna bo. V'gam kein al derech hanal. So tolciyena yedem en amik v'achash ha-rutku, v'achizot ha-siyah b'divik benedik. V'lo b'divik chodok. V'in yesh el b'divik chodok, yesh v'stafik yim o'ela tzvil osa. Wow. V'en ofus bo, elo yesh em laharpus yedem yimena l'rega kot. L'achash ha-hit kula b'toch ha-mayim. Rega kot. How long has it got under the water? Rega kot out of that. The shul, this false book, also rega, also the tzvil. It gets not so simple over here. Not so posh to nice. The fourth has to be made. Shabbat Tak is a different story. Isha Cholo, Mepachedes, Avat. Isha Mepachedes, you try to talk her out of it. You give her a little training, you know, she should be afraid of the water. Isha Cholo, you have to be made. No break. Okay. Yes. Fine. Now in Sif Chav Gimel, finally. Once I've moved the Baruch. Sif Chav Gimel, Shulchan Aruch talks about the idea of Refuyin. Says, all various kinds of tabos. So Refuyin and Chosetim, the Ludakim is Chosetim. Okay? Refuyin. How do you define Refuyin? So by a ring, the Pesukim say, if it can turn around easily. That's Refuyin by a ring. If it's very, very tight, though, then it's a Chatzitz. Okay? Here he speaks about the famous is Isha Chashuva, who never needs dough. Okay? Never needs dough. Every Isha Chashuva is going to be makbid sometime or other. It's going to the water, most people are makbid because there's a precious stone. An engagement ring. Which is going to be, what happens if her hand, her finger swells, and she cannot take the ring off. This happens, by the way. Not much happens. Don't think it's crazy. It happens in pregnancy, first of all. By then, it naturally swells, and even at first, there's an infection or something, swells up. He said like this, Kassav the Bifnim, in the Beirut, page 10, top one. And Isha should net enough for your other, she has to have to lift all the tabas with Puya Lasko. And the actual aspect of the Yavida. On the Tabas, who decks the four and the half, the Kayosh and Kosovi Dina. I feel the Yavid. Elisha, the Hoya, but that is my husband's sister, Mem Zion, this is Kinem, I took a bit of Sarb, she has to see him and host him. The call should be Siash plus Zero, Mapa Gavin, he will move over who, Kashiva can a Makbid. Can a Papa Nami came to Yashu, the Tabas, and actually can a Makbid. That's the Buddha play in the Jose. Maybe there's room to be made kill in this kind of a situation. That's a hard shiloh. It's a very, very serious problem.
It's funny, the sign that he wants to be make on. But pregnancy, he says, that's going to come off eventually, so maybe you map it. And somebody who has a machli, you don't know when it's going to get better, when it's worse. The odds are that the swan can go down a drop a lot faster than the just the nose man kavur.
Right,
like
Ramesh almost. Okay, so tomorrow the Neder will start the Shemar Sam of Zion. But it's one thing we never got a chance to do from the way back in Mount Kosh, to bring to your attention, and that's the Bare HaShulchan. We never did it before. About whether color, paint, or is a tzitzit shafer, they're called up there, nail polish, pens, and things, and hair color, and dye. That'll be some olive. With mine, it's not with that one, but. On the Mount of Kindness, way back there, they didn't have a chance to look into it. It's just cotton, Kuf Kof, I believe it is. The question is, the Kol Shavayim proper, nowadays not that common, but there are all other kinds of colors, which cause Hatzit. So the Shulchan Aruch there says, Tzip Yudayim, any kind of coloring which is not kote. So there are two reasons. First reason is given is the Mekuf Yud Ches, because Seva Ein Bo Mamash, Elusa Be'alma. And that's nothing. Nothing. The water touches the whole body. Aye, it's colored. It's colored. So what? As long as no mamash is, the water touching the entire body. There's no problem. Right, that's one reason it's given. And the second reason it's given is because it should not makpe because of the Illinois. So the question is now we're going to become, which reasons will the real reason please stand up in Kamina Kamina, or one reason applies, not the other reason. Primarily, the first reason applies, not the second reason. That's a typical shaila. Like someone said yesterday, so the ink on her fingers. It can happen to Maisa. She works for she goes to school, she's constantly taking notes, you know, and she has a little, you know, you have ink on your fingers. You have a little bit of ink on her fingers. She doesn't notice it. But back to the mikvah, she knows a little bit of ink on her fingers. Wow! Wasn't the noise, it was beautiful ink. So the second reason wouldn't help. The question is, what about the first reason? Is that enough to remake over the first reason? That's a big shout. It says, because the Shulchan Aruch is in the next line, if you're a painter and your hands are full of paint, it's not a chatzitz. It's over here because it's not makpid. It's not makpid. Yeah. And he says, the Mechavi would see, the second line is by the Shulchan Aruch, the second wide line. Other Mishaino Tzoveh, Havle had Tzeva Chatzitza Lekaveh, Kevin Shemakpid, the Koshin Zaleh, Lissi, Vinoshim, Atzovos, Afi, the Rov Sarah. Oh. Now Rov Sarah, he didn't make a decision between Rov and Mir. Rov, he can't be matter based on what? Ain't a makbid. Because Ruvash ain't a makbid is a chaser. We'll be on a little time, Ephah b'zeva sheva chazusa b'yama. The chazusa lav nilsa. The other text he gave before was a little shvab, no? Kevin sherotza shia al-gufa l'sno l'chavale k'gufa mamash. What does that mean? They can be matter everything with that. I mean, we gave other examples earlier. She wants this, she wants that. Ron Mechudesh is Ma'ot. So I would have said that the Prashim tried to say that this is possuming, that the Seva is not a Chatzit at all. Not that it's not Makbid. So over here, even my Sharada, Yesh, so Yesh HaKasa V'Nachinami, he says, he's only working, oh, the one says he lost in the second reason before. That's Kegufa Mamash, because this is Asur Noi. Very Shver. I thought the second paragraph is correct. That's the time. Shematzeva, last line. Shematzeva, ain't no mamish, ever mar bi alma. Ain't a chosis to call other. She said, Tom Aska, we have to give it to the chassid. Masha Parat, kind of machala mishu sovea. Mishum she eitzel zeh, she un menoso v'kach. Ain't a chosis, I feel a bit seva, she eish bo mamish, mitan she ain't a mach with all of. Uledina nira, she eish this mach, all the ram, beis a tzorach, she kosh lo hosir at seva. Or I would say, liach ha-maisim. Yes, come back to the mikvah, she suddenly sees that she has this ink, I would say it could be made. It happened to mice, it didn't really happen to you. The case, I know it's happened to Shabbos. So it was Mako based on this thing. Okay, I want to bring it to your attention. The amount of comments for a long time. Alright, now we begin the next inyan, the Gemara. Okay. Going down the amount of comments over here, the next Gemara says, Sam of Zion and Manal. We left off. Okay. Sam of Zion and Manal. Gemara says, Omer is Lokish. O Yishal Otipul of Therapy de Lassa. Etc. Now, what does it mean Therapy de Lassa? So the goes to all the pratim. Goes to all the pratim and exactly what this means. And says that it's not a yishnirik oder mosik beisim, yishnirik korekas yishnirik as benah. What that means? What are you calling the mishnah and the goyim? Mayan shmit parasina. I just want to say they have to look for the kofas. In that way, there's nothing mechusa. And it's nothing mechusa. Okay, that's what they have to say. Is it a chumra or is it a kula? Put the one gear, so what is it? The kula, no? I mean, you have the impression that you don't have to worry about this, you don't have to worry about that. Also, the bile, only have to worry about this. This is it. This is normal. So, tell him a lachi asher. Others, if you're on the gear, so it's already up. So, they're adding extra chumras. Now, if you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's Sif Lam and Hay, then it's quoted La Halach. There's all the details. She shouldn't stand too straight, because now there's certain places that the Baruch are covered up when she stands too straight. Right. She shouldn't bend over too much, because now it's going to cause other things to be covered up. But normal, when she's kneading dough, putting a bread into the oven. Most women don't do that nowadays. They don't know how to stand. I mean, in a normal way. Okay, that's what a post can say. Now, she shouldn't have to pick her feet far apart from each other, have to move her hands, you don't go like this, you know, don't do all these things. Normal, when she's walking. What if she didn't do all these things? The Shogunah also the tefillah, the Yesh Mishah Mishalo also the tefillah. That's the Shalom. That's the Pshat of tomorrow. So, the Bariya Shulchan says, Wailo also, Reish Pei Beis, Chashinan Shalabo Amayim Al Kolam Bekoma Shabagufa Shatvichon Biyas Mayim, Sulsa Medrabonik Din Mir Amakter. And many folks can say, you lie on Shatat Chak on the first day, that for Diyavid it's okay. That's the mic. Okay. Now, there's an important biyurim over here. The Yesh Mishomer Shalom also, the page Ayin Dal. Tiksha B'tan. The Maish Nama Hidil El Sif Lamed. Arminan Ein Tzorach Lag Biyah Harag Leo Mikarkis Amikva Mishnei Shamayim Makdimin. No, the Kadmin. Vokha Nami Neima Shamayim Makdimin. Likvotim Shemiz Hav Maidei Shchiyoto. For the Mik. You take a bed, or you take a person, and you put it into the Mikvah, and the Mishnah Mikvot. And so whatever, the water gets there first. That's what we spoke about a little bit yesterday. You wet your hands first, and then it comes to a grip. So the water got there first, and once the water got there first, there's some kind of mashu connection with the rest of the water in the mikveh. It's good enough. So here too is a mayim akdimim. So what's the problem over here? So there was a fold developed in certain parts of the body. So what? But the water got there first. It's here. The hakam irish is shaksa shchiya meruba kodesh shabagufa b'mayim. באופן שנזהבו עקמותם כשגופו עדיין יובש ולא קודמו לשם המים אבל אם תיכונס למים הצבור אבל איש שחיה ואחר כך שתובל את שוחת ביוסר אז דרך אולטו לתפילוסו אף עדי הזו שגם לקודמו המים לכזה כמותיו באוסר התאה שלכן נוחה לכל איש שתאה תקן שתיכונס בתחיל הצבור במים ועוד תשחל לצבור ועוד תשחל בגוף עדיין חוץ למים זה שעשי שדו Very important. The issue that's done now is that Tish Chag is allowed that day. He quotes the Marsham, who said that the Minig Noshim HaKayom should talk about Beit Pomim, and Lachas the Shechir Ruvah Lashid Tzat Tzat. I feel the law in the Chutzah Mitzchila Atzat Tzat 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 Maldik. That's a very good cop. But maybe it's another reason for going twice aside from the shalom, which we didn't understand exactly, which is Ozva Lasiyasa, would be to avoid this problem of the Shechiyah Merub. Yeah. And he says, Omnam, in the Kuhn, the Kessel, Kohler, Alikas, Nivri, Atal, the Tatal, Shev, Shlocha, Shev, Atal, the Akmatan, Lohia, Yohamayim, Bistoch, Akmatan, the Kuhwala, my Mikvah, Shev, Dibuk, Tari, Akmat, the Hadad, the Yigron, Havstok, of Enem, and the Chaskila, which we need to like the Shach, when Mikvah, then, probably the Tatal is right. So the Mice, it goes twice, you can, I don't have to worry about this, at least at the end. Okay? So it's a very important Yisrael over here. All right. Now bite. Mora says, Oh my rabba, barabuna, nima achas shura chosetet, sholosh enu chosetot, shtayim eni odeh. Rav Yehuda omer, omar ein lanu ala ach. So it's a matter of what's considered a tight, what's not considered tight. Because it's got a number of different hairs, presumably it would let the water in. It would let the water in. All right, let's finish up the end of the Gemara, we'll see the Shulchan Aruch. All right, Yitzchak is over in Dvar Torah, we already said, we already assumed it's 10 times, but anyway. Dvar Torah, should have been the first Maramon. Dvar Torah, Rubo HaMak Me'elov Chos, Rubo Shein HaMak Me'elov Ein HaChos. The Gozo Rubo Shein HaMak Me'elov Rubo HaMak. The Gozo Yitzchak HaMak Me'elov Rubo HaMak. The Ligzo Nami HaVitzchak Shein HaMak Me'elov Yitzchak HaMak Me'elov. He goes there, but not make him. He goes there, but there. With me, this is the Gemara. Oh, now let's see the Shulchan Aruch. The Tzif Hei. Okay, Tzif Hei. That's over here, page cut. Shtei Tzara So Yosef Shuri Kshurim Kechas Kesher Echad Enel Chos. Pass to the Kul. So Achim Shnik Shuri Choset. Bushtem akperes olam, enem akperes olam, also a tvila. Ache rov, tsara, kosher, nima, nima b'fnei atma. Here it's important to see what I already alluded to yesterday in the biurim. What do you mean the rov, tsara? So, Tanei Shulchan, he says, Lama Zayin, Tish, the Gemari, Alfina, Nishagam, Aseya, Tzorach, Vyas, Mayim, the Tzidur, Rav, Skol, Tzorach, Mayim, Marbina, Etzitav, Lipsor, Shush, Haseya, the came to be that the said in the cost of the night as well which not in next of affair to the other night as well did it hit it hit the rough star of fish and the better so the cost to the rubber and mark after shot group for not me hit this is a sheet that the owner correct the post to whom the ramba then lana says what do we rough star yes it cost the marriage next to rock star show on harbig of all say it's unbelievable shot unbelievable is the other day right says what do we rough the hair is very long. It has to be so tied up in knots that the majority of the hair is tied up the majority of the way. That's unbelievable. The Matisse said that. Tie 100 knots in each hair. Could be. But most possible the Pashup Shah is not that way. Pashup Shah is not that way at all. Rather, what do you say? Seems that Pashup Shah is not the culture. Nimsa, Aizu, Hatisa, Koshi, Rosa, Rosa. Nefesh Rubo Afafish and Rishadach Asar Tzlek Arov within the Tzorachim. I mean, Pashup Shad is that way, but the question is why should it be that way? What's the hesitant? If the Avinezer is not correct, why is he correct? He's not correct. I mean, the Lush is not clearly against the Avinezer, but as far as I can, that's what the majority of the servants should be, Shadach Hatif. Another pshat? Why should it be that way? Then he says, "Lama tes." So far, we don't know. Lama tes because Yesh le stape. Im kol makom kino seyar shavuguf kosher b'fnei atzma. Im kol pachtis rov aseyar rosh. Apa pisha b'seyar b'et hashemi with erev lech chtis chesav kol makom aseyar yachal lech chtis b'ruvah shavubo. Im kol makom havi chtis. Oshem le kol makom aseyar nechshav b'yachal and nechshav kerov. Hashem chtis b'rov kula b'yachal. Yesh lehachal with them. Wow. You mark each and every place where the seyar is nichnas, mechunas, is considered separate. It's considered separate. Look what comes over here. Look at this over here. Look on the ayin dal at the bottom. You want to see for naim, come to the cheshire. For naim is gizel machlech. How about an unbelievable chumrah? I think the Shari Tzvita spoke about it. Somewhere else spoke about it. Someone spoke about the nail polish. No? Nail polish, we say, ain't a makfish. Right? So this is the person said nail polish is chipped. Somebody did an amatom. Nail polish is chipped. No? That's the chatzitza. But then it's not over the noy anymore. You know, if you see it chips, then everybody should really want to get rid of it. So they have a chance to do it. That's the chatzitza. Beautiful nail polish. Gorgeous. The person said it's not a chatzitza. Because it's the use of an amatom. All of a sudden comes the postman and say, no good. You know why? It's Ruba Amak. Maybe it's even cooler. Ruba Shenamak. Maybe it's even cooler Shenamak. Why? Because each fingernail is kind of, first of all, kind of fingernail, but even each fingernail is kind of separate, according to the Makhmiri. And the neighbor wanted to say that his fingers are kind of together with the hair. That's all with the what it's a meal. But you count each and every hair, each and every place of Kinus there separately, so each and every fingernail is a separate unit. Unbelievable. To come out of the court of the Kumra, that nail polish out. No way. Did you see anyone else? I guess I've seen it somewhere in the Shari Tvila, that's right. Did you come out last Kumra, Kula, or Kumra? They just think Shari. It's not a freaked out Kumra. It makes a lot of sense. The 2 days over here, whether you count this definitely or not, not the posh which started right. The preacher's not sure. Of course, the first emotion is called clearly the first sheet. Okay. What are the Yeshma Moshes? No, but what about Atzar? That's the chip she's fingernails, right. But how come it doesn't go with this cheshman? You mean it doesn't make this cheshman? Someone makes this cheshman. I must have asked thought to stop now. I saw somewhere that they make the cheshman that fingernails, nail polish is no good on the ground that it's each fingernail is a separate unit according to this Torah with the first of Moshe. No, but see, for an iron was like here. That's because of the bottom here, an iron dollar. These are machlik. It's like here, it changes. It grows out and comes back. But see, for an iron is like it's the same thing. So you take each fingernail separately, the nail polish will be chatzitza mamash. It'd be unbelievable. Might it be chashash d'oraisa? Let's say hold, we saw earlier that Bekulo, the Mahasim was not sure, Bekulo is no good. Even in a Mach, even the rice, the Mahasim was not good. What about Kolas there? Or do you like the Gaon? That's the rice, yeah? So what about, and each stair is separate. So we need to talk about a pot of whee! Throw the chumbers together. The woman goes into the mikveh with a finger with nail polish, she says, these are the rice. I don't know, but I'm surprised no one has made this cheshbon. I mean, I'm not the big machmir. If I thought of it, I mean, how come the real machmir didn't think of it? I don't understand. So look it up. Seek it, you shall find. It must be said somewhere. I mean, I saw somewhere that this is cheshbon. I can't imagine. I would have thought this on my own. But lechora, none of these points are crazy. I mean, the gold will be possible like we could do. The dish every part should be separate. It's most possible to either hold that way, at least worry about it that way, right? And then it's already kulo. Let's just say it's not kulo, because you don't do the inside of the finger. Oh, it's not kulo. Right? Did you see? Rov is only Ruba Shenamak, it's only the Rabbana. Yeah, you have a fingernail. It's only a fancy one. Usually have fingernail polish, they usually have a fancy fingernail. They don't do the inside. Yeah, inside it's beyond the sticking out beyond the skin. It's a kulo chumra. They don't care. The woman who cut off don't wait for the manashah. If they're going to cut off their nails, they're not going to have this fancy nail polish. How many of this? Don't have nail polish, have this fancy nails. So. Yeah, but they take them off by the mix. So, stop.
Anyone is prim enough to cut off the nails, someone is going to be prim enough to pick. It's a kulo, kumro kulo. Whatever you want to cut it, so the cook moves. Because they leave the nails longer, so the inside of the nail, which beyond the skin line, is not, no, there's no paint on it, there's no polish on it. But if it's only rubo, and the makos, most of the rabbon. Alright, so you can be, so that's chapus. No, it's alright. Alright, yeah. It's only rubo. Stay with it. But one nail is painted. Nah, we need the pellets, all or nothing. They're not going to tell them, one nail. If you paint out one nail, you stop.
Couldn't get it off.
Couldn't get it off. Yeah, there'll be a shadow. You get it off. Sun and shadow. I think male pashas mamashas. I think so. No, this whole thing to get it off with the chips, you can see this. Mamash mamashas on it. No, that's what I would think. Yeah, there is mamashas. It doesn't get absorbed. It's hard. It's caked on. Chips off, you see pieces. I think it's Yeshua. Alright. Let's see. What do we have here in the Beirurim? Alright. Covered most of the stuff in the last year. He goes to some of the prophet. Okay. Bye-bye. The native Siba Noma came, the mixes that bottle mixes that. The Frenchman name Chosin Adodi. Best name is that bottle of Haver, the Haver bottle of Kamken. That's only going outside. You close it. I guess, what bottle to what? If she closes her mouth. So I'm saying, what shaft is the same music in a mock? Perhaps. Okay. This is the shaft she spoke about much earlier. Alright. Now, let's just back for a minute see in Sif Aleph, which again we spoke about a few times, about who, how you define mock. So, Shulchan Aruch said that in Derech Mnei Adam, in page Yudalek, the Omer l'hakpid olav b'chol tafilu imedi ena makpedes olav ata. Or afil ena makpedes olav l'olav. Came into Derech Rov in Adam l'hakpid olav b'chol tafilu. That's what the Mechada passes. That's in that direction. Now, Bari Shulchan said, Sivkot Yud. Aber nicht so etwas, die wir mir gerne schon auf dem Akperes erlaubt. So, Shulchan Aruch said that in Derech Bnei Adam, in page Yudal, the Omer Lahakpid Olav, because I feel that maybe Einam Akpedes Olav Ata, or I feel Einam Akpedes Olav Olav, came into Derech Rome, the Adam Lahakpid Olav Kote. That's what the Machaber passes. That's in that direction. Now, Bar Yashulchan said, Tivkot Yud, Fahani milik shi mishuna b'dayta mishah b'nei ozim, b'nei akpeda zu. Ala nintza etza stila miyukhera shalo tem akpeda zu alav, non shi ba mi bala ay malocha at lechat at shi kishu da penta, yadeh at vud, lo avi chatita. Af shi rov nilad makpidim azeh, kevan sh af ahem, lo ayo makpidim alav, im hoyu mi bala ay umnu zu. No, this comes up, we've got someone who's sick, they have a bandage, they're supposed to say, but she's makpid today. Others are not considered. It's not a fact. Anyone else who would have that cut would also want to have the bandage on. I mean, they supposed to refer to this as a president. All right. Called date. Says the mission. Says the body of Shulchan. Will the heifer? Heifer shehi makpedes olav asher rov and olam ena makpedim olav eskima poskim da havi chatzis. We lose both times. We can't win them all. We lose them both here. Either way, the poskim are not. The chachil of Ramos says, "Al titvol, afil of the dvarim she'enu chotzin, there of the dvarim chotzin." So the Rabbi Yudalis says, "Shvi machol the chachil, shem yabad over the tov, v'ha'ach shir af the chatzitzo tamu zaka v'psor." This is a ma'aser we are machmir, and also if it's roughly, and also machol the chachil miut she'enu machmir. But if you can't, it's only the chatzila, but if it's a shatat kak, you can't get it off, or something that's hard, then the poskim are all naked. Okay. Fine. Mishilas yadayim. 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 I'm not sure. What is the same in the poskim, Mr. Brewer? I have to look at it, it says later on, there's the Rosh Kosh in the Gemara. Nida Tovelas Shetalabim Begodea Muteres Bebailah. That is referring to the kind of clothes used to wear in the old days, which are not tight. So even a bathing suit, if it's not very tight, I don't know, a lady's bathing suit, a man's bathing suit would be no good, because it's an elastic, you know, it's quite very tight in most cases. When you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, so you have to loosen it or something. And the old style suits I used to have, still have, unless I use it, has a tie. And they still have to still make that thing. There's a string in the front. So if you loosen the string, so the bedding suit won't fall down necessarily, and still it'll be ruffled. Some of these new bedding suits they have, which is a mammoth elastic, so I don't know why it's there. And if you don't lower it, I don't see any way how you're going to be able to do the tefillah. You wet your body before. Okay, whatever you do. The post can point out that for Tzvilas Ezra, that Chassidus is not really a problem. Many post can say so. There's no really chiyuv to do that. But for ladies of bathing suit, I don't think it's sort of attached to all sides. It's not really that tight. So Moshe, the famous tshuva, about the woman who Mistama, she must have gone swimming, in the ocean on January 1st, because her son is a sneeze to Gabocha, and it couldn't possibly be a Benanida. You don't talk about that famous Jew. So he actually knew have to tash him in the key in Mistama, Shishirabonon, whatever. He had the whole cheshbon to figure out, and part of the cheshbon is you go in the bed and it's also okay. The right is okay, but with me is that. As the case may be. The nice thing is the women are not terrible to be gotten nowadays. One thing is very, very important, which is really critical. That is, that a woman has to make sure, this is the most important part, I mentioned this last week, the most difficult, the most important part about the human mikveh is all the hair has to go under the water. This is it. This is the most important. Everything else that can go wrong, the mice, I mean, that's what happens. But all our chumras and everything, the mice, they're talking about b'chorah d'rabbonim. I mean, come out, everything's d'rabbonim. Right? Ubo amakti. You at least had a fancy chumra, but I mean, why not shy? But if you're not totally under the water, and you're really in trouble. Well, we had a shy yesterday, if you hold on tight, they're all machlokes. If you're not under the water, that's for sure no good. That's the biggest problem of all. It's such a big problem that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Ayin Siman Ayin Hey. Ever notice that? Middle of nowhere. So my Sevish Erev, he throws in that these women who grow their hair, these married women who grow long hair, they should be careful. He's talking about some of the old days when they had when they covered their hair, they probably had shorter hair. But he talks about those who didn't cover their hair, so they very often wear long hair to make them look nice, etc. So he says, you should be very careful, go to the mikveh. Every single hair has to go under the water. Not, he says, hey, go for the problem there. You should put up a net. It's a very serious problem. This is a really serious problem. This is the most serious problem of tefillah, in my opinion. Because all the hair on the mamash, she missed chatz shalom. One hair goes over, chalila, it's private. I don't get scared easily by all these things. Yeah. I mean, it's a rabbanon. Shoykin, it's a rabbanon, whatever. Here you're really in trouble. One head doesn't go under the water, then I mean, I don't have any head care for this. I mean, there is no head to finish one. That's the most important part. And it's not easy. 11, how do I know it's not easy? How do I know? There I know. Because I was involved a few times in a gayrish. She's a gay for a woman. It's a very serious shadow. Sneeze. What do you do? Because the post can say that the bezin has to see the woman go under the water. That's enough to hear a splash. And when we started there, when the air was built in Riverdale, so one of the rabbis said where he came from, Pesach and Rabbi X, nothing had a splash. So, I mean, Ramesh told Shiva about that, and you're there, it's not enough to hit a splash. You have to see. So I said, nothing doing. And in this victory, we're not going to make any splash. We're going to, at least when the local Rabbanim do a gayrus, we make sure to see that the eye is a priestess. Chas v'shalom priestess. What we do is like this. A male of Shechter Shlita. I asked him what to do. He's a man of experience. He told me the whole trick. It worked perfectly. The woman goes into the water with the mikvah lady, and she turns her back to the entrance of the room and covers herself totally with a sheet up to her neck. Okay? And when you come into the mikvah, you have to again, you become into the mikvah, so it says in Shulchan Aruch. Again, it's a basic. You believe in one God, you know, you renounce any other religion. Reward and punishment, the basics of gay mitzvah, Shabbos, whatever. So you can't say anything. She's totally draped in the sheet. You simply cannot see. Fine, that part's easy. That's probably what you do after that. So what you do is like this. You tell her that she should go under the water, totally, all the way down, and the three of them are standing in the doorway. And as soon as they see the hair go under the water, we slam the door. We tell her, once you hear the door slam, you know there's no one, there's no men in the room anymore. You come up, no problem. What happens is that the sheet totally blocks out the view. Totally. Can't see anything. The sheet is above the, if you remember logistics, the sheet is above and the person goes all the way in. And you can't see anything. Nothing. Fine. No problem. Only problem is if it's not done right. And I found, in more than one case, they can't get all the hair under the water. We have to see all the hair go under the water. They go underneath, but the hair sticks out. That's the whole issue of a mikvah lady. She has to make sure that's her main job. that they sit over here. Often it's spoken from Mikvalet. Zorach, Lahala, Agav, Sif, Men. Yehudis, Gedola, Yosni, Yud, Meishan, of Yomecha, the whole Shala, she's more than that, because it's Chazok, and Rara, Agav, the Mainz, here. Yishar, she tovela, she tira, she lo yishar, and Yisar, Rosh, and Tzamak, and Yomayim. And so it's by night. So by night, we use very bright lights, which is a very bright fluorescent light, to make sure that the Mikvalet can see that everything is under the water. That's critical. Lamp is kind of a net. That's a problem. It's not so, I guess someone's got to punch to go totally under the water. So he kept telling him, jump. He kind of reminds me, this is June, right? Jump. So finally, the woman took the sheet, like jumped into the air, went, finally slammed the bottle under the water. But that's the kind of some women, it's hard to get under there. I guess maybe she was a little afraid of the water. I don't know the details. But that's the key. That's the most I see. It's not automatic. You say, well, she's going to mix it. Of course, she's under the water. You should not assume that. It's not automatic. Okay, bring it to your attention. Everyone's going to mix with a lie. What's going on over here? That's your cash. Yeah. Yeah, it's always Belial. The Belial means, but there's no light. And Shinhei points out, what if a woman lives in a farm? Nobody there. He quotes, her husband can go with her to the mikveh, and he has to be the mikveh man to make sure that all the air goes under the water. That's very important. And if it's dark, and if it's in a river or in a lake, they take a flashlight, or in the old days a candle. Otherwise you can't see anything. If you don't see, then you always have to wear a net. And they have to be very careful not to make it too tight, and that's very complicated. This is a really critical part. This is really a very din chumrah ad ma'od. Namish, no kulas, no psharas, no svegas. Every chumrah over here. Really. He wants to say that Isha's Rida and in the Pelas B'mayim should tof the Sarah B'yoda ad shamayim ola heitze v'al rosha v'od tof v'yodea havi shabbat v'ilu. There's no one else. She has no husband, his husband's not there, or his husband's afraid of the water, or whatever. He's out of it. There's nobody there. She's all by herself. If she's not afraid of the water, she'll dive. She can dive into the water, go deep, 10 feet under the water, and hold it on, then it's okay. Then it's all right. The other thing we had before about Derek, they love her. So much a miracle on that. That's okay. Then she'll do it again if she wants. Derek, they love her. But the eco, she makes her get under the water. That's the key. Get under that water. That's the most important thing of all. Get under there. One shot. That's the most important thing. And that is better, but I have to be careful than that. It shouldn't be a chassid. You're right. The stakes are too high. Pizza's on the most of the Rabbanan or whatever. I mean, if you know, if it cuts, then something is, okay. If you can't be sure to do without a net, you better get a net. Enochinam. Okay. That takes care of that. Now, see at the very end of the siman. This relates to this Indian a little bit, which Indian we had before also. That's in the last sif over here. First of all, this time is an interesting sif, Memchet. Neither should Tavla below Kavana go into Nafla to Tachamayim from Moshe Chu. She went swimming. Or she yodeled a hockey. She went to the beach to go fit to cool off in the summertime, on the wintertime. I read the Muteris about it. Yeah. Yes, Matamir and Matrichan Tvila Akarim. What's the Kodshim? What's this? Yes, Nachal Chatzkila. I don't know what that means. Okay, the Chatzkila, why not? I mean, then it's not Shach for us. The Maitha was falling into the lake. Yes, Shekosu. She has the Isha Liyot Nuo Vle El Tvilot. Because of the Poshet, that's right. Yes, Shekosu. The Chenogu Anoshu Nahatka Lel Tvilot. Shalom Leilach Vimuhumo. Abut Neabriya. Shalom Yagishu Ben Bnei Odom. Lisha Enab Otokain Nema Ola Oro Shoycha Ben Behema. Woo! יש לנוש מזדורת שיוס מן התביל לשייבקה בחברת שלו יבקה בתחילה דבר תמי או בכחומי פוגו בדברם אלו היו השמיים תחזה וציפו אמבולילו יש מן הוגו בטל so they have to shake a hand to say hello and a different hugging about this business alright that whatever minute hugging you throw Are important. Now, Shinai and Aleph makes an important point. So like Yishabi Adam Blomi Boy to Fihli Zah Shalai Gishaba Anoshim Slava the hero and the Afman Han Noshim Tizar Hasid Filosa Kosh Efshabi Atsir. But you know, people tell me, someone was telling me recently that this lady was telling, I went to the mikveh tonight, I went to the mikveh last night, and I said, you know, stop, women talking as I, they don't mean anything bad, but it's wrong. It's not supposed to be, no, this is a private matter. You don't tell, talk to women about these things. That's a sunset, that's a big shadow. Sunset sneeze is only, no one see you walking there, but they know you're there, then it's okay. That's what the Baal Shulchan wants to say. Very schwer, it seems to me. He talk, what he talks? He talks about certain minhagim. Like a woman is a minig not to to eat meat the day of the tevilah. The whole shadow came out once before a little bit. But what happens, the Friday night, she can't go to the mikveh right away because of, say, there's little kids in the house, and they're going to know the big kids in the house, whatever. They're going to know where she's going. Well, she's missing for an hour and everyone's supposed to be eating. So then she can't go then. Right? So she has to go, she'll go 11 o'clock at night. She'll go with her husband for a walk. Okay, we're going for a walk, kid. It's a good cover. They could be going for a husband, wife, and town to go for a walk on a Friday night. I mean, it's nice. So then, but then she'll go to the mikveh at 11 o'clock at night. Assuming the mikveh will accommodate her. So then the question, she ate supper in between. Something what she shouldn't eat. Shouldn't eat. So they say she won't eat. So people will understand, why isn't she eating? What's going on? It's Friday night. She's not eating. Well, somebody wants to have a stomachache. Meat. So on, yeah. Yeah, but everyone eats Friday night. And they just eat both of them. All of a sudden, never happened before she didn't eat meat. So it's Mustalami Nikola Briar. So the person want to say it's Mutter. Other person want Mahrish Dark. See? No, see, the only thing people shouldn't see it on the way to the mikveh, on the way back to the mikveh, on the running to the mikveh. It's not going to know she's going to the mikveh, it's not a problem. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I would say she better eat the meat. Eat the meat. And after she finishes eating the meat, she should do it with her teeth. And she should do it with her nikoy on the teeth. How is it going with the teeth? What do you use? You? Dental floss. I want to talk about that for a minute. I was told that in Brooklyn, the Rabban, I think I'm going to pick acid dental floss. Acid, I'll tell you why. No. The unbelievable shayla came up. I was told this by, I know who told this, Aishas Chover from Gvul Yavin, came to the Shia in Riverdale, said that they were, I think I'm going to pick other acid dental floss with the following problem. Have you used dental floss? Once in a while, I got caught in the teeth. They got caught in the teeth, so that shilas, they went to the dentist, took 6 hours to pull the thing out, it wouldn't come out. It was crazy, it was insane. So they said, got the Chorobev say though, forget about it, no dental floss. Alright, what do you use a toothpick or what I'm dental floss? No, Lel Tfil, I'm saying. I think it goes out in time. They say 24 hours will go out. Summer. Get started. God thing goes out by itself. It'll take forever. Oh, it disintegrates. How long does it take? Especially. It won't go in 24 hours. If you have a shiloh, she'll brush her teeth with floors on Monday. You don't think nothing of it. It'll get stuck. So what? She'll say she's impossible to feel it for Tuesday night. Wow. That's whom I haven't heard of. Wow. Nah, that's just fantastic. It's not. The cause is bleeding, on a regular basis. What? No, it's going to rip. Every time it rips. Nah, it shouldn't. I mean, I don't know about you. It shouldn't rip. Sometimes it rips, once in a while. That's how it's cold. So, I don't think that the women, but most, except for Moshe Pick, other women I think do use that before. But if it gets stuck, I don't know. It shouldn't get stuck. Be careful. I don't know how you do that. If it begins to feel getting stuck, you just pull the whole thing out from the side. Yeah, right. So it's a problem. It's an interesting problem, yeah, but. Toothbrush is different. Something like a tooth stuck with your teeth.
Toothbrush.
I don't know.
Isn't
there a problem bleeding? If it bleeds, it bleeds. If you don't, it's going to bleed itself. If you don't know it's going to bleed, it doesn't bleed, it's not a problem. Then you shouldn't be now using it on chop. The way they hang out, eat meat. So you'll just take your head and go bit by tooth by tooth, and you're going like this. I use a toothpick. It's a way back. I mean, come on. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That's right. Chinuch. No, it's not chinuch. Not a good idea. I don't think it's a good idea at all. This is such a good job. That's a chumrah. I'm a young Israel member. So I don't know if we'll keep this chumrah. Okay. No, they're trying to tell me. I belong to young Israel. So the answer is, the vanish should give chinuch, but the chinuch is not that the mother says, the man goes in and makes chinuch is, and then you've got some mishpacha, tell her what it's all about. It's very hard, I always say it's hard to raise girls. I have to raise them and tell them, explain to them, and a lot of things to explain to them, which is hard. But I agree with that, I have to, but that's the one, that's not part of the chinuch. All right, so now we finished this inyan. We're now beginning the final approach to the Siyam and the Yonim. That's the next, back to the Gemara on the Avshanah Zvavim day. So the Gemara says, first word, Lo Sokhov. I think before that comes Isha, what? Isha, or Rabbi Isha. Okay. Lo Sokhov, Lo Meneser, Lo Bechol, Meneser, Vishu, the Maxim, and Bechol, Vishu, the Maxim. They say that soap is not. Soap is okay. Yomar Amenem Shmeidu Rabba Ishala Tachov Ela Bechamim. Avalov Bitsonim. Rafila Bechamim Chamim. Tonim, my time, Avalov is a query. Umashru Mazia. Cold water would might lead the hair to become entangled. Okay, or dirty. In the case of different makalops and different perushim. So the Maita, this is the Inyan of Khafif. We kept talking about Hafifa, we talked about the process of Hafifa. Came up a little before, but what exactly is Hafifa? What do the words mean? So, this is a controversial point. What? We'll come back to this in a minute. What exactly is Hafifa? But, before we get to that, the question is, let's say a person has no hot water. Very common case. Very common. The person, let's say, for argument's sake, is in camp, and then the hot water breaks. I'm not shy. I mean, it's a shy. Even in the house, we went to the mikveh. No hot water. For some reason, went out. No hot water. It can happen. What do you do? I mean, the old days were certainly shy. Now leave it out, Shah. What's the law? No hot water. No hot water? What's it? Take a look at Simon Kuf Tzadi Tastiv Bey. It's very important here. It says you have to have, shouldn't be with cold water because it could entangle the hair. Alright? Then there are more here, page 39. Called the Lachatkhila. It's okay. So the Beirut says, Shari, the fifth wide line, page Sadiqet. The calling out of Hafifa and I am current. Kumasha Kasaf, Tibet Kuf Hafe. The Hafazek, Shara Hafifa, the Diyev. The Eshla Ayin, the Bishain, the Mayim Chamin, the Eshla, the Lachabal of Mitzona, Mishavino, the Mebrah. After Chachila, the call Shatzchak to the Yevedom. The Kain Shekosa Vataz Sadi Aleph Beis. That's in Yoredeya. I mean, no, it's not Yoredeya. That's Basa Becholim. He's kind of in Yom Shatzchak to the Yevedom. world-renowned principle. The nearer the diamond machine is a Rashba, Shesov ala hach mir bazeh. Oh my. Umi ma'ashe hikshar ala raivid, Shesov et iyun ha-guf do reis aboy rechitza betonan mihach. The raivid holds the chafifah of the Rabbana. But iyun, to check, is not chafifah of the raiz. Because the iyun, you have to at least wash with cold water, otherwise it's not an iyun. I mean, you're just looking at nothing, you have to wash with cold water. That's the raivid sheet. Frech the Rashba, v'heyek sirchol t'rosha betona. No, okay, hold on. Umot of the Rashba, lo, d'im kein, heyek kitzvol isha b'motzi shabba shu yadzim, sh'iyu t'arof liyos olam sabba m'chafifa, l'chot sabba l'tfilat. V'heyek sirchol t'rosha betona, du m'sabach t'rosel. U'b'chamin, gam kein i'efshar, d'osu b'yosu, ad kaz kushit the Rashba, la raivit. Yeah, I mean, like a red rest is fresh. So she has hot water, but she's not allowed to use it, presumably. Afa pikei, no sir, ashbo, loko pitonon, bilo aminon, dehecha di efsha, kedi evidami. Vachanami, mishi ain't not a chamin, asur litvo. Wow. The gebal the gedeel. The body of shulchan, the gebal of the gedeel, the lush, the rajm of kasha, the rivet. That he holds that even if it's from Makom Shi Yeshur, you cannot do chafifa with cold water. From Makom Aseh. That's like a valve, a good deal. B'shema, that's the Raivah, the Tarat, the Tzakach, which is the Rashba. And that's exactly what I'm saying with the Rashba and the Raivah. Rashba, the Raivah will hold like him, like the original Svara, that it's Mutta to do it. The name of the Yusuf is the Kol Shi Yeshur B'Kham and Shari B'Tzona. Alright? So far, so good. And he says, Omnam, the lava of the Yesh Lechor Olam Hadat Arayvit, she rochetet shar gufa bitzonon, umkomo saseh rochetet bechamin, dechshash tibuch saras leka keva dechshar rochot sasan bechamin, vegan isa rechitza leka the miyut gufa shari, kamosh kosev rabo orachayin shid chavov, and the Rashman Shabbat on the test. Gavaldigam shak. Tzorach ian behemes al Rashba. Shik shal arayim evelo tiritz kandal shilachor tiritz meruba. Al kaponim idivir Rashba nirali shidat al hachmir v'sveik adida. Okay. He has a kasha that he cannot answer. But he says, well, what you see from here is that you should be machmir in our shayla. Okay, nashim idivir Rashba b'tzama. Shikos of inyan kachifa b'yayim. I find this hard to believe. But mamash, a woman has no hot water, can't go to the mix. What he said? No hot water, no mix. On the other hand, he has gewaldige rights, gewaldige the youth. I wanted to say an original shot. He knocked off his deal. So the Korah, he left one very raw edge. Namely, at the Rashba Shver. Why the Rashba was a Teretz Beruva? Right? So he had no answer to this question, correct? I had the following shot. Listen to this one. Look, the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about Chafifa on Erev Shabbos for Tefillah Motzei Shabbos. We know that Gemara already. About the Rachokas Tefillah Chafifa Mitzvah. Knowing, say in the Gemara, there's any special halacha concerning the Chafifa on no understanding that there's some kind of special halacha on Motzei Shabbos, there's something super special. I'm saying it. There's no more sort of stand to the Chafifa on Friday and the Mitzvah is Motzei Shabbos, Shechaviyah. If you hold that you're allowed to use cold water, fine. No problem. The midaraisa, You can use cold water for the rechitzas, the iyun, etc. Fine, no problem. If hot water would be mutter, yeah, so then there'd be no problem. Because the Ramban explained, that was the mitzvah of the women in the olden days, used to take Sadanah Gemara, so you have some, use some hot water. Oh. Problem like this. There's no way that you can wash up on Motzei Shabbos either with hot water or with cold water. If you're doing a total rechitza. Cold water you can't use because of the hair. Hot water you can't use because rechitza is called a gumbas of a yad. Aye, it's possible, as he suggests, to do what? Use the body should use cold water and the stars use hot water. Of course it's possible. I'm not as possible. But if that was a requirement, the Gemara should have said something about it. This is a unique kind of a din. To require a daf cold for the body and a daf for the hair, hasn't been required. The Gemara should have explained this requirement. Shouldn't have just left it hanging. So there's only one way out. What's the way out? You don't need it at all. The rabbit is wrong. You don't need rechitz. That's the Rajman's cash. One more time. The Rajman's cash against the rabbit. Barait Vila. What do you say? Says the rabbit requires rechitz mitzonon. Rechitz mitzonon. Yes. Hey, how's that possible? How's that possible? Because after all, you need iyun has to be some of a tzvila. So how can she wash her hair in cold water? It causes a tzibuk hasara. Must be that what? That you don't have to wash. You don't have to wash at all. You don't have to wash at all. That's what he says. The Rashi says you don't have to wash at all. A Motzei Shabbos zero. That's how we pass on halacha. She doesn't wash at all. A Motzei Shabbos, which is yad. Put her into the water. Finish. What's the Rajma saying? The Gemara says nothing about requiring to wash. Okay. So you don't wash at all. Fine. But if the requirement would be like the what? Like the Rivet said, that you have to wash the hair, some of the silasa, that's the eat the raisa, you have to wash the hair what? How do you have to wash the hair what? And hot water badapa. Right? But you can't wash the whole body in hot water because that would be the yadda. You have to wash the whole body, presumably in what? In cold water. To create a chiddush nifla, chumra of the year. A woman has both the tefillah and the Shabbos Chavah has to wash her body in cold and wash the hair in hot. Should have said so somewhere. You can't just assume this automatically. Should have said so. Of course it's possible, but should have said so. But the fact that it doesn't say so indicates that the rabbit is wrong. You don't have to do anything. That's how I think the Raya from the Rashba is no Raya anymore. See, no longer the Raya from the Rashba, that if you have no water, that you can't use cold water. Maybe if you can. You can use. But if you talk about it, Takana Lechatchila, what you should do, what he involves is Raya. Yontif is no hot water, and still, the Rashba thinks it's no good. No, it's not that it's impossible. That's the second kasha. It certainly is possible. So I'm answering a Kushach and Teretz Mechavetzah. Of the Biyuru. Of course it's possible. The Lohava list of the Faris is such a wild combination of cold here and hot here. So the fact that Moses said nothing indicates that you don't need anything. But then I have another woman on a plain Monday night who has no hot water, only has cold water, she can do chafiv with cold water, even on the hair. I drive from the Ramah about wine. Send it to tomorrow. Kovlei Mishnah Tanna, so I'm not like the wine. Out of Shia, we were trying to knock off the Bayurim stock. The pasuk that if there's no cold, if there's no hot water, only cold water, you cannot do chafifa. You have two rights. It's almost in the Rashba, it's going to cash against the Ravid, it's almost in the Ramah. When the Rashba gets cash against the Ravid, he himself gets stuck. Why the Rashba is the cash against the Ravid? Teretz Meruva. Tzorachi and why the Rashba doesn't give this Teretz. So we try to kill two birds with one stone and explain the Kasha differently. But the Rashba wasn't asking if it's impossible to do it, he was asking if it's such a complicated procedure necessary at that. called Gufa Bezona and Rosh Bechamin. Got it back. Right, Rosh Bechamin. So should have said so somewhere. Shouldn't have said that's right. We do a Fifa and Arab Shabbos and that's all. So, therefore, the Raya from here, you don't do anything about the Shabbos Chayos beyond the, against the Raya, but all that even the Raya requires the Rechit of Bezona as well. The Raya is some of the milk, not that it's impossible. It knocks off the first kasha and the second kasha, and then knocks off the Raya, that knocks off his kasha, and knocks off his Raya, both. That's as far as the Raya is the name of the Raya. We didn't get a chance about the second Raya, that's in the Ramah. The Ramah says that if there are different kinds of wine, look, there's no water, so did you say those in public? That you can use the wine for the to wash himself. Kibet v'yayim levusha. All right, so they can wash himself certainly with wine. It says over here, yes. Yes, lifel lishal erofim hayayim v'sabeh chatzar. Yom omrim she'ena v'sabeh is yesh v'smachaleh. All right, v'me'ena erofim v'kiyim v'dach or yesh v'na ishal anas v'sabeh v'kila v'me'yayim v'sabeh chatzar. Yes, lifel lishal erofim. So the Beyurim says, Shat Tavar of Mashma, Shema Nisoyan lo olo lo yofa da'ayna shafavim mitabeh chafam ena mitabeh, en yachol alach of the yai. I would be Esher Binyan Acher, you see after all the Chumrah. That's what he said. He said, well, it's no right at all. So if you take a look in the Bar Yashuk, Man of Bezi, it's played, there's two different kinds of yai. Some yai is this, and some yai is that. So all the Ramah is saying is, you should try to find Yayin, which is not Mitzvah Klal. She should be Nasir. But if she cannot find a Yayin, which is not Mitzvah at all, then she'll have to take a chance that the Yayin, which is sometimes Mitzvah and sometimes not Mitzvah, and if it's not Mitzvah, she can go to the Mikvah. Well, it's not a Raya from the Lashon HaRama at all. It's Pshat Tavar. It's not so Pashat Pshat, not Mukhmach at all. So therefore there's no Raya, neither Raya was a Raya, and that's what the Halacha of it should be. There's no hot water you can do Chavivah with cold water. That's number one. Number two. What is Chafit? We sort of put this back behind us when we got to court yesterday. So with this whole shadow, we never got a chance to discuss what exactly is Chafit. So, before we discuss what is Chafifa, let's discuss this is a different question. What if there was no Chafit? The two are related. That's what Khafifa is going to be. Let's say there was no Khafifa, period. No Khafifa, none. So Shulchan Aruch says, no tiki, no wash. There's no washing, no tefillin. If there's no Khafifa, then there's no, the tefillin is no good. A different first Shulchan Aruch. A different first. That in low Khafifa klal, this guy, low also the tefillin. Afa pi she'ina v'asa v'gufa. The Vafila of Kaf of Yadakar Tvila will start of a Matrik of a Matrik shouldn't even kosher. Lo also the Tvila. Finished. No Khafifa, there's no Tvila. We'll see soon. That's Mashmah Tulsa that way. We'll see the Tulsa. Against other Mepharshim. The question will be why? There's Vaid of Eitzer of Lomai, the Kaf of Rabbakam Seyab, Laina Bashar Gufa. So also it's good. Iyan ha-gufu tzvan t'ayra. This is the Shulchan Aruch Tzivkes. The implication of all this is, if Iyan ha-gufu tzvan t'ayra, what he's trying to say to you will be in a nice way. Chafif is what? The Rabbonis, I don't understand. So why is it no good with the evidence of no Chafif? So Chafif is the Rabbonis and the Kula. All right, Chazal and the Takana, you have to do Chafif. It's Takana and Chatzil. But why should it be if there's no Chafif at all, if it's no good even with the evidence? Why should that be? It's in Reitari of the Kash. As it's been. Very serious. He says, look, if she did Iyun, so there's no shadow of the right. Let's expect that one of the Kula. So, sorry? Very good. The Ritara says, either Mistama the Rechatitis. A little schwer to say that. Mistama the Rechatitis. I mean, if she already did Ian Aguf, all right, maybe he can. So then it's not a suffix, it's the more notes of the Hoflachmir. Or he suggests, like the rhyme of the Vedika Kama. The rhyme of the Vedika Kama says that the Ika Takana of Vedika was all a suffix. You can't just figure out the truth. Hazal telling you, no. The Machavish is supposed to be the Machavish of suffix. That's what he suggests also. Fine. There's another discussion over here about Svegna Abad of the Kul B'Makam Chesed Isim. That's another question over there which it talks about. All these shadows are discussing this halacha, what happened if there was no Hafifa whatsoever. But this relates to the other question, the Hainu, what is Hafifa? What is it? Here, what should be a simple issue is not. Is not. In order to understand it better, you have to see a Tosfos. But in order to see a Tosfos, see the Gemara. So the Gemara is over here, can I do? The Gemara is over here, and I'm above the bay. Rama Rav, second wide line. Tavla v'yolta v'nimta alea tava chotet im samach v'chafifa tevila tavla eina tzvich alocha v'litvo v'yimlaav tzvich alocha v'litvo. I'll read all the Gemara, but we're here at least. Ika di Amri, if all the Yom Shachafa Tavla Eretz Yich Alach of Lidlo, then Lav Tzich Alach of Lidlo, I mean Aga Merayu, the Mitzmach Lachafif and Tevila, the Mech, the Yomaba, the Mitzmach Balelia. Period. This is the next piece of Gemara. Fine. So the Prat we'll get to a little bit later. The Pratim about she found this, this all of this. But Tosin something says something very important. If some of the Hafifa Tabla ain't a Tsuchalacha Malitbo, it's an important Tosin. Baha di Amar Perakana Zachul. Tava Biala Vinan Salam Zavachot Tafila Lim Tazik of Osamin Kalayam Kula. Lo also lot of Vilach and a brother Shalayal Alam of Kalam Lachain. Hasan Mishalot Tava Sama La Hafifa. Yes, the Hafifa Afagab, the Hasan Al Mab. Even though it doesn't say anything over there, but it must be based on Algamar Masech Nida, that must be referring to that kind of a case. Lo Tavu Tavu Chafif. All of Rabbi Natan. Vahid Achul on the Tara. From Achmarin and Tfeda. Afilu Tavu Tavu Chafif. Lo Bo Elam Tot Tvila. Vahok Ha'ayri Levaila. So Levaila, in this kind of case of in this kind of a case of if the tzvila is samach hafifa, so when we go to kula, and now but also ono samach and al sugya, that's only the bala. But the tara, we always go to kula. What I mean if it's all shmeitah, but let's just look upon it shmeitah. Kiyit mahani the tara, that's of course the gears of Sarah Benetam. Lo koya half memory, lo koya kula memory, also mekli teres veilu. You have to stay off and have this going on this, going on that. With a brother. Remember that? So it's not meant ches. That's right. That's what Chacham Yishmael told us. Okay. Then, Rona Marie, the half the fool and mile the tires, equal look me, but she look up of a cloud. It needs to be Rishamim instead of Tzachim, so Terek Kol Shah. Neither Chol Tevetz is a reckon, so fellas, Kohenes ain't a Chol Tevetz is a reckon. Neither Kohenes, Chol Tevetz is a reckon, so time of a deal of neither. The time of our Shasman Mishak, Kohenes, the deal of Tzvila, Lachmir Aleph. Will be Yuni Sagila. It's unbelievable. That means Akata Lakata, no? One says, Labada gave a special dispensation, Makula. That's the first, wait a minute. Labada gave a special dispensation, Makula. Then the second day, it's the other way around. Labada gave a special, give you a special break to go to Chumra. Because it's not Tel Tadir. It's a certain amount once a month. Other tzvilas that we go, we're more making. Good. So far, the question. Very nice. The shuv pirush ben atan b'chafif lo shayach al berosh. Aha. Al v'maru v'rav ben shmaya mefarsh b'shem Rashi v'chol aguf shayach chafif. Yirik perko kisvei hareshi Hashem kato avsar ed lo yoch. V'biyu b'chol asvar lega lo yirchat lo yosef. All right. But my eyes are coming out to the common time of Zion. He is a chofemus balayla, chofemus balayla. But Ubdu the Havi Beirish Kalusa, the famous story. Avdi chasad, Dodi chasad, Tashkiki chasad, Pirish. Avdi chasad, Avimayim lachem, Lukas kol aguf. Dilichatikas Harosh Lavoy Kuli Hai. Drink so much hot water. The right in the house, you have to take a whole bath and shower. Meal appears for the time in rise. Appears Abdi Chassad, Lach and Mal Hakal Tov Vast. Vila Atom and Lach. Oh, the heat of the mikvah. Nothing to do with heating up the, with Khafif at all. And therefore it's no raya in either direction. Ain't on the raya to yistar Khafif be goof, elo ili yu ne bi alma. Lo be rosh be the raya. Afal Pishan be zamin. Tosin is quite convinced. It's only the rosh. Ain't lasas matzah. So the nice, after giving a whole proof that it's going to be makel, tells him it's not for the body. You have to wash the whole body. But it's not just a chumrah. It's not mikra edin.